Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.
Welcome back. 1206 at 1260 WRC. It is indeed Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times on this Tuesday in the nation's capital. And if you pick up a copy of today's Washington Times, there is an exclusive front page above the fold story. DHS official Christian Marone used private eye to find dirt on Rendell to undercut Pennsylvania race. Now, the story is by Kelly Riddell and Jim McElhattan. And I've asked Washington Times editor John Solomon to join me to talk about this. This is kind of a big deal, and it's a story that developed actually a couple of weeks ago. I was out of town, and I'm kind of catching up with it, but this deals with a pretty high-level executive over at Homeland Security that's got sort of a checkered past, right?
He does. He's the chief of staff at the Homeland Security Department, so the second most powerful person there. And his background is he came out of a very corrupt Philadelphia political system and was the key figure in a political corruption trial where, during his testimony, he admitted to a lot of things. And among that is that he hired a private eye while he was on the taxpayer payroll to investigate Mayor Ed Rendell, who's then the Philadelphia mayor, running for governor. Uh-huh. And his boss wanted to get Rendell out of the race, so they tried to dig up dirt on him, and they did.
All right, and this was actually, what, Democrat on Democrat?
It was,
right?
Yeah, primary stuff.
All right, so Rendell went on to serve 8 years as governor of Pennsylvania.
He did.
The other guy, Fumo, ended up in jail,
he
right?
Thanks to Christian Marone's testimony.
Yeah. Right, okay. So now here's a guy who, if I'm understanding this correctly, sort of was played as a victim in all of this,
right,
but maybe he really wasn't.
Yeah, when we wrote our first story, it was really focused on how did this guy get through the background check process, because we have a lot of questions about that with the Navy Yard shooter, Snowden, all these questions.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of questions. Congress is investigating that now. But his defense was, listen, I was just a naive kid, and I got taken for a ride by a corrupt politician, and I should really be treated as a whistleblower and a hero. When you go in and you look at the court file, what prosecutors had, he initiated a lot of the ideas. It was his idea to spy on Rendell. He took $4,000 from a nonprofit to pay off his legal bills or his law student bills.
Uh-huh.
He came up with the idea of swapping some donations so that they'd be hidden. So instead of being a naive kid, he looks like he's the instigator of a lot of the stuff that led to the downfall of his boss.
Huh. And now here he is in a position where he oversees, what, billions in grant money.
He does.
He's got access to some of the most sensitive secrets we have.
Yep, and he oversees several law enforcement agencies that are part of Homeland Security. And, a lot of these activities are certainly ethically questionable, and some say might have been illegal.
Yeah. All right, so now we have some pretty high-powered individuals in the halls of Congress who are saying, how did this happen? And we need some answers, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you've got people like Darrell Issa. You've got Jason Chaffetz.
Jason Chaffetz, right?
Charles Grassley. Yeah, yep. Senator Chuck Grassley.
Yeah.
And they want some answers. Are they going to get them?
I think so. I think the issue of background checks is really starting to boil up, not only in Congress, but all across Washington. The Snowden affair, Navy Yard shooter, how did he keep his security clearance? We believe that these issues had to have been flagged in the security clearance. And then the question is, who overruled?
Who greenlighted it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they're not answering that question right now. We can't get any answers on that.
All right. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this very same guy, Christian Marone, held a security clearance when Bush was president?
Yeah. He worked as a Pentagon official in 2004 through 2010.
Okay. So obviously people say, well, he already had the clearance.
Right. In fact, That's what the Obama administration implicitly is trying to get people to think. But that's not how the system works. Every time you come into a new job or when your security clearance expires every 5 years, you're supposed to go through a thorough vetting. He got his first security clearance before the corruption stuff came out, so no one knew about it.
Right, okay.
Now it surfaced, and the question is, what did people do about it?
Yeah, and guy's got like 96 red flags popping up and nobody.
There's a lot of them, yeah, and more to come, we fear.
All right, now, another argument would be, all right, well, here's a guy who was never charged with a crime. Sure, he was doing business with some bad people, but he was never charged. So does that get him off the hook?
It doesn't, actually. One of the things that, if you look at the procedures for background clearance, affiliation with people who were involved in criminal activity is an automatic red flag for a background security check. Some of the things he admitted to in court, he became prosecution's prize witness, so they didn't charge him, but they could have been. I mean, we had people say he could have been charged for some of these activities, and he certainly showed a lack of judgment, which, of course, in the job as chief of staff of Homeland Security, judgment is everything.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, through all of this, he claims his innocence.
Right.
Okay. Where do we go from here?
I think Congress is moving towards some hearings and some demands for documents, and we continue to look into his background and other issues that have surfaced in the last few days. The first story brought a lot of people out of the woodwork in the old Philadelphia mm-hmm. neighborhoods, and so yeah. We're still learning a lot about him. But I think the next issue will be Congress. Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary, testifies in a couple of weeks, and I would expect there that congressmen are going to ask a lot of questions about this appointment.
Yeah. Aside from doing the government work, has he done any other type of work that you're aware of?
He was an intern or a clipboard carrier on a Penn State football team, got an internship with FUMO, the state senator who went to prison, worked his way up through the Philadelphia system, and then landed at the Pentagon and then the Homeland Security Department.
Mm-hmm.
Has a pretty storied rise for a guy with his background, and I think people describe him as friendly, affable, likable,
yeah.
effective in federal government. So he has his fans in federal government for sure.
Yeah. And he had a connection to the family, right? Didn't he marry Fumo's daughter?
He became the intern who dated the boss's daughter, married her, and rose his way up through the ranks.
Uh-huh.
So he's got quite an interesting storyline.
Mm-hmm. Anybody nervous over there right now, knowing that you guys are kind of tinkering around the edges?
Increasingly so. I mean, the conversations are more terse when we talk to Homeland, and a lot of it is go talk to Bob Gates, because Bob Gates said a nice thing about him in the book. Well, the question is, Bob Gates' job isn't to do the security clearance. Who did do the security clearance? So a lot of deflection right now, and no one's answering the real questions, which frustrate Congress a lot. I talked to a couple of congressmen this morning, and they're frustrated that they're getting deflection and no answers right now.
Huh. You talk to anyone else in Homeland Security about this guy?
Lots of people we've talked to, and some people were surprised. I mean, we learned at the beginning there were people who were concerned about the quality of the background checks. That's how we first learned about the story. And we've talked to a lot of people at Homeland. Basically, their storyline is he got through the Bush administration, so therefore he's okay for Obama.
Yeah.
That's their official line.
All right. Now, without tipping your hand here, you guys are going to continue to pursue this story.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the bigger story here is what is the quality of background checks
yeah.
in the country? Because
of course.
You get access to our secrets, you get access to our installations. And we're going to keep digging on that, and I think we're going to learn a lot of things about how the system is flawed right now through the microcosm of this case and some other ones we're looking at.
Yeah, you got some good people downstairs working
on it, too. We're
real
lucky. Yeah, Jim and Kelly did a great job on this story.
Yeah, all right, very good. Keep me posted on it. And obviously, our listeners respect what is published in the Washington Times, and you guys seem to be going down the right path on this.
We're gonna keep digging.
All right, thank you, John. Appreciate it. John Solomon, editor here at the Washington Times. It's 1213, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, coming up in just a few minutes. I've got, let's see, Deborah Simmons. She'll be talking about her column today. D.C. is weighing a job-killing per employee service fee. I don't know what these people are thinking. You know, we went through it with the Walmart minimum wage. We went through it with this commuter tax that's been talked about for years and years. It's always, it seems as though they've got this, they've just got to hurt themselves. On a daily basis or a weekly basis. Also coming up, sports editor Mike Harris will be along. We'll get an Olympic update from him. Val Richardson is working on a story that involves New York State possibly becoming New Amsterdam and New York. You'll want to hear all about that. That's on the way right here on 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. All right, a couple of other things I need to get into before we get to Deborah. I had mentioned earlier today that Hillary has been back in the news, and more so Bill Clinton than Hillary Clinton. And yesterday we got another dose of it. It seems that Alex Witt was talking with of MSNBC, was talking with a Democratic congressman about a potential Hillary run. And this is what happened.
Joining me now, Democratic Congressman David Cicilline, member of the Foreign Affairs and Judiciary Committee. Welcome to you. It's nice to see you as always.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me on.
So if Hillary Clinton decides to run, do you think it'll all be, at all be, I should say, a referendum on her and her alone or her husband? And as some might say, is Senator Paul pushing for that?
Well, I think there's no question that Hillary Clinton, if she decides to run for president, will be judged on her performance, on her record, on her experience. I think these recent attempts to talk about President Clinton's relationship with Monica Lewinsky are an effort really to discredit Senator Clinton, Secretary Clinton. There will be voters in the presidential election in 2016 who weren't even born during the Monica Lewinsky matter. So I think, look, voters are tired of that. They're going to look at her record, what she's done, her vision for our country, how she can move America forward, and I think they will spend no time talking about President Clinton's record 17 years ago.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm sorry we even had to mention that young lady's name. I'm just like, it is what it is.
Yeah, wow. Apologizes for the Monica name mention in the interview by her guest. You know, they really do want to forget all about Bill's one-man war on women, don't they? And so much so that John Dickerson, political director for CBS News, wrote a piece yesterday suggesting everyone would be better off not mentioning Monica Lewinsky or any other event in Bill Clinton's history when covering Hillary Clinton. He suggested one could talk about Bill's history, but that wouldn't be focusing on what can be done to improve people's lives. And he ended with, all the challenges facing the country, why does this matter? Yeah. Why does it matter?
What difference at this point does it make?
Oh, my. All right, stay tuned. More to come right here at 1260 WRC.